Awesome. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kelsey Sheridan, not Alex Jones, but I am going to be hosting InfoWars today for the last hour. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity because Alex Jones and this amazing platform have given us an opportunity to wake up an entire nation to what is happening and the slow drip mentality around MADE, which is, if you have not seen my work on the Kelsey Sheridan perspective or seen me here, is medical assistance in dying. It sounds like a lovely term. It always does when you talk about compassion and dignity and empathy for those that are passing away. But please stick with me so that I can teach you guys a little bit about how much of that is a lie. Now, ideally, in the world, we would like to provide healthcare, palliative care, hospice, or just any care at all. But I come from a country which I call the communist country of Canada, that loves to kill you instead of help you. And now that same protocol is slow dripping into America. I said this a few years ago to the lovely host that was just on, and I said, look, this is coming. It's going to roll out. It's going to be uncomfortable. And sure enough, it has. And since I even spoke to you guys on InfoWars a couple weeks ago, we have a 14th jurisdiction and state that has now decided to roll out this protocol. So I wanted to start the hour off listing those names so you know the new ones, because obviously we want you to be able to protect your loved ones. So now we have added Maine, which is a fun one, and New York, Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Washington State. Now, some of these places have decided that they're not going to track their deaths. Why is that important to you? Well, because if they're going to sit there and lie to you about their numbers, what else do we think they're going to lie to you about? So I've got some stats here to pull up for you guys right now, and it is under the Death and Dignity Report, where it actually takes a look at the amount of drugs that are prescribed by your doctors and by your physicians to kill people. But here's the thing. Not all of those drugs are used. Not all of those drugs have been accounted for. So my question is, where did the drugs go? And throughout these, you will see not every state that I just spoke about chooses to report its numbers. These are just states who have said, we don't have to, we don't want to, we're not going to. And states that they have decided are not going to participate in reporting are Delaware, Illinois, Montana, and New Mexico. That's important for several reasons. Well, if we don't know how many people are dying in your states, how are we supposed to know where this is going? And as you go through, and we will continue to go through these over the next hour, we're going to go through some of these charts where it shows you the drugs are being prescribed, and we don't know who's actually dying with them. That's important for several reasons, because in Canada, we had an individual named Kenneth Law. And Kenneth, well, being a great man that he was, decided he was going to sell these drugs on the black market and on Amazon. And so people could just get access to them and kill themselves. Now, there's going to be a lot that goes through these reports. We're going to break them down for you. They do seem overwhelming, and I do apologize. This is not a super lovey-dovey subject to cover, but it's important because this is what America is slow rolling into your communities as a way to end your life. Now, there's nothing dignified about this. There's nothing supportive about this. This is exactly what it is. This is just how you kill people in your prisons. So I just got off the phone with Dr. Joel Zivit, who is a friend of mine, who did the very first autopsy findings on people who had lethal injection. And we're going to go through here the next hour what that looks like, because the same drugs that are being used in your prison systems in the death penalty are, if not identical to, the same drugs that are going to be used on your loved ones through the MADE process. And that is how your doctor is going to end their life. So we have an entire list of states we're going to break down after the break. And we're going to go through what those are, who actually still has the death penalty in America and who doesn't. And then we're going to correlate, fun fact, and take a look at which states automatically got MADE now that the death penalty is not in their state. So to me, it just feels like they're replacing one with the other. And then we've got even more amazing information about compassion and choices and who those corrupt companies have partnered up with. Just give you a little tidbit. They also work with the Bill Gates Foundation and the Obama Foundation. So stick with us, and we will give you all of that info coming up next.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Kelsey Sharon, and we're going through the super positive topic of MADE today, as usual. And I was just talking about the death penalty in America. You guys have this in several different states. We do not have this in Canada. Our doctors just kill you instead. Oh, I wish that was a joke. Okay, so the states without the death penalty, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's a funny correlation how the states that don't have the death penalty are now legalizing MADE and vice versa. So let's go through some of those. The states without the death penalty are Alaska, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Mass. What do you got? Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Vermont, and West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Why is that important? Oh my gosh, this is massive. Because we have now got a hold of, well, Compassion and Choices decide to publicly put all of their marching orders for the next couple of years out. Now, Compassion and Choices is very similar to that death cult you've heard me speak about called Dying with Dignity in Canada. Don't get it twisted. You also have your own Dying with Dignity in America. So don't feel jealous. Compassion and Choices is kind of, well, they're a lot worse. Let's be honest. These guys have decided to do a YouTube video where they talk about their plans. And why is this important? Well, because they have plans to roll out MADE in so many of those states that I just spoke about, including states that do have the death penalty, which are places like Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Montana, Missouri, Mississippi. And so they're arguing now that we should be looking at these different states for the expansion of MADE. But they're also saying in the same breath that we should not be providing lethal injection because that's cruel and unusual punishment. Well, it's funny because as I was just talking to Dr. Joel Zivit before out of Emory State University, a lot of the drugs are identical. And it's not actually the propofol that's killing you or the midazepam, it's the paralytic. So if you haven't heard me discuss it on Dr. Jordan Peterson's podcast, let me break it down for you. When they use the death penalty in America, a lot of the drugs are identical to the MADE drugs. Now, they use lethal injection in America, which is IVs. That's also how Canada MADEs you, through lethal injection. See the similarity? Now, when you're doing this, what ends up happening, because he did the largest postmortem autopsy on lethal injection patients, was they were finding post-injection that their lungs were going into a pulmonary edemic state. And the individual being killed was actually drowning to death in their own fluid. Yeah, I'm not kidding either. So when they found the lungs afterwards, over 80% of those individuals were showing signs of what are called heavy lungs. So this just means pulmonary edema, your lungs explode, and you drown to death. Now, it's why they use a paralytic. And I understand it's quite gruesome, but this is the reality of what your loved ones are going to go through when they choose MADE. Now, in America, I make it very clear that you do it slightly different than us in Canada. In Canada, we use a what are called two MAID kits, which we can find all of the drugs listed there on the NIH website, where when you scroll down, you guys can take a look and see for yourself that all of these drugs include a paralytic. Now, a paralytic wouldn't really be necessary, right? If it was so painless and wonderful and peaceful. And I'm just saying the words that Dying with Dignity likes to say because, well, apparently they're the leading killers of the globe. And these drugs right here, it actually states, use a paralytic. Now, that's important because you don't want to see somebody flailing around as they die. They want it to be peaceful because in Canada, we encourage you to bring your loved ones to watch the murder, including children. And Dying with Dignity provides a children's coloring book for your little one as they get to poison and watch grandma die to death. So in America, instead of doing the actual injection, because you guys seem to say it's cruel and unusual, even though you'll do it in prisons and we'll do it to all of our people, they give you a cup filled with poison. And then that poison has to be drank. Now, you've heard me talk about this before, but it bears repeating. This is not a quick process. A lot of people throw up. A lot of people complain of excruciating pain. They go into hospitals because of it in ERs. And what else do we know? Well, we know that in America, the longest death on record is 137 hours to die. That means that somebody suffered that long waiting for the poisons to take over their body. So this is a big problem because when you have people in America, like Compassion and Choices, deciding to out their entire plan, and I mean their goals up until 2028, we should all be terrified. Because as the saying goes, when somebody shows you who they really are, we should just believe you. So let me show you who they really are. Before we play those clips I've got here, I just want to state, Compassion and Choices has a national MAID action center. And a dear friend of mine and mentor, Alex Schadenberg, has brought this to my attention because they have politically planned legislative campaigns for another 18 states in America in 2026. And they include key states such as Nevada and Virginia. This is important because they're not just going to target the states. They're actually targeting a law that was put in by Bill Clinton in 97 that's called the Pachetta Bill. The reason I'm bringing this up is because Pachetta, if you haven't heard about it, is actually the Palliative Care and Hospice Education Training Act. This is so important for several reasons. Because this was the bill that Bill Clinton put in that stated that there could be no federal funding, not a single dollar could go against euthanasia or assisted suicide. So here is what this group, Compassion and Choices, has decided to do. They said, well, okay, well, if we can't do anything with assisted suicide, you know what we can do? Let's start changing the verbiage and the language around what assisted suicide actually means. And to be clear, what they're actually talking about calling it is end-of-life care. Now, end-of-life care, it shouldn't be murder, but according to this group, Compassion and Choices and Dying with Dignity, end-of-life care actually means they're going to kill you. So the Pachetta bill has been brought forward again to be challenged to provide funding. And in these clips, the very first one, you're going to hear one of the national directors. He's going to tell you that they're going to target the telehealth, which we're going to get into in a second. Telehealth is important for several reasons because it was used during COVID. And we're going to talk about how those illicit controlled substances were allowed to be prescribed during telehealth without seeing your doctor. So now they're trying to expand telehealth to the end at least of 2026 so that the MAID drugs can be prescribed to you and you never actually have to see your doctor. So you can just get on the phone and they can approve you for MAID in one of those states that already has it. And we'll go through those again, which ones those are. And then they can send you those drugs legally. Now, once that's out the window and the telehealth new ruling that happened during COVID-19, they won't be able to do that. So they're arguing right now, this group is arguing in several different platforms that palliative care and assisted suicide, well, telehealth should exist for. So no doctor should ever actually need to see you. They should just ship you the drugs and hope for the best. And hopefully they don't go missing in the mail and somebody else gets their hands on it. And then they talk about the Pachetta bill. The reason, again, it's important is because the Pachetta bill doesn't just target and look at funding for palliative care and hospice, guys. It also looks at expansion into the vulnerable VA. So that one really struck me and was very difficult to read this week because I am a veteran and I understand American veterans and I understand that American veterans don't want to be murdered by their doctors. I've served with enough of you to know how you work. But here's what was crazy. Last year at ARC, I sat across from one of your United States senators, not one I would be proud to know, but Dan Crenshaw decided to tell me that I was a blanking liar right to my face because we would never do that in our VA. We would never provide that in our VA. It just would never happen. No, you're right. You can't do that. But with the challenge of Pachetta, you can, because it states that they can fund if it's end of life care. And in these next clips, the first one you're going to see now, which we're going to play, he actually states the VA is somebody that they're going to target. So can you guys go ahead and play that one for me, please?
Secondly, the bill would promote increased education and research in palliative and hospice care, including continuing education for current healthcare professionals. Palliative care is still a relatively young clinical specialty, having only become an official subspecialty in 2006, that needs continued support to grow and develop. Now, notably, Pachetta would require the information and materials that inform patients, families, and health professionals about the benefits of palliative care throughout the continuum of care for patients with serious or life-threatening illness be published on the websites of relevant federal departments and agencies, including the Department of Veterans Affairs. This will lift the... Secondly, the bill would promote
That's
increased
great
education...
There. So they say the quiet part out loud, friends. Do you remember how I said they would never target the VA? Well, Compassion and Choices is telling you this is how we're going to target the VA. So what's the one thing that the veterans have in common? Well, if you served in GWAT, most of you probably have some form of psychological injury. Most of you have some form of physical injury. And what qualifies you in America to be a patient for MAID is, well, the terminally ill. Well, the majority, at least, of people I know that were outside the wire or had a chance to be near a burn pit, there is sky-high cancer rates running through this community. There is also a mental health crisis running through this community. And just like Canada stated it would do, which was always just have track one be track one, which again is for terminal ill only, that was a lie. Are you guys surprised the death cults lied to us? Because I'm not at this point. And it expanded to track two. And that is where Veterans Affairs Canada has now started offering quietly, even though they say it doesn't happen, even though we have 20 veterans on record saying it's happened, offering MAID as a treatment solution and end-of-life care. So do you hear the words that he's stating? When he's talking about palliative care, he's not actually talking about the type of palliative care that happens when you go in with a death doula and they give you controlled drugs to keep you alive, but also in a painless state as you slowly start to progress towards death. That's not what they're talking about. They're using the terms palliative care and end-of-life education so that they can slip in education and support towards more end-of-life treatments, which is MAID. Now, I know the argument, and I've heard the argument before. Kelsey, you've never looked after somebody who's been ill and dying and passing away and begging to die. Yes, I have. And here's the thing about it. I still don't want you to end your life with poison as a doctor murders you. I still want you to be here as long as you can to teach everyone, including yourself around you, what resiliency looks like. You know, I've said this, before, and so many people question it, but nobody ever promised you that your life would be devoid of suffering. To suffer is to go all the way through life in every single aspect. So when we look at things like Pachetta, and the motive behind organizations like Compassion and Choices, we have to understand that there is more to this than just wanting to have compassion and empathy for people who are passing away. This is about funding, which, by the way, Pachetta has not been able to be beat. They have not gotten it through to get any more. in several years, almost every time they have tried, it just hasn't happened. And that's important because they're trying to change the verbiage. Now, here's the thing. In that same conversation on clip two, I'm going to play for you here in a second, they said the quiet part out loud about who they're working with. And that matters because the motives behind who a partners with somebody like Compassionate Choices is ginormous. Who is driving the narrative? Who is working in the legislating? Who is looking at the social aspect of this? You know, when you guys look at, I watch from afar, obviously up in Canada, but when we look at things like the ICE situation, we look at BLM, we look at all of your, what I consider social contagions of bored liberal white women who march in your streets and don't understand what the hell they're marching for. When I look at all of these things happening, I often wonder to myself, who is behind this? Who is behind driving this narrative? Because to me, anybody with a head on their shoulders understands that this is just a distraction. So during their meeting, they decided to name this, I guess you call them like a social group. They work with Planned Parenthood, NAACP. They also work with Google. They work with the Obama Foundation. They work with Bill and Melinda Gates. I feel like enough of those names, just those names alone, should bring alarm bells to you. So they actually say her name, the individual that they are working with at the Rabin Group. Now, if you don't know who the Rabin Group is, I highly suggest you take a look at them because they are responsible for some of the largest, you know, Black, queer, everything. That's actually a title. I'm not just saying that out loud. They look at anything to do with race in America. They look at the ACLU. They look at the American Latino groups. I'm just going off here. Right for Girls, Smarter, Balanced, you name it, they work with them. But it's ironic how on all the list of individuals they work with in nonprofits in the philanthropy section, they don't list Compassion and Choices. Wonder why that is. So if you guys could play that clip where they just say it out loud and who they're working with, I would love that.
Integrated approaches to end-of-life care. Now, to put these advocacy efforts in the broader political and strategic context, what this all means for 2026 and beyond, I'll invite Shapri Lomaglio from the Rabin Group to join us. Shapri?
Thank you, Nelson. As you are all too aware, the national political climate remains highly polarized.
Integrated approaches to end-of-life care.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, if you guys are going to work with one of the largest political firms in the globe who has significant imprints everywhere and manipulates the population around language, I really suggest maybe you don't. You just don't say it out loud because now we can look into them. And when the more I've done a dive on them this week, the more and more I'm concerned. And I really, really believe you guys should be too, because this is not a strategy group. This is not a small organization. This is a multi-hundred million dollar organization that works to change up how society feels about a subject. Why is that important? Well, because America, they have said it in their group that they are expanding. And this isn't just like we're expanding the way Canada did. They are coming state by state by state. And the new bills, and we're going to talk about those in a little bit, the new bills that they've got put out to expand into America is going to blow your mind. I have never seen a takeover like this. And the thing is we're so distracted with so many other things going on in America right now. You guys are not even aware that you're being taken over from the inside. And they have plans. And listen, when I say they say their plans out loud, I really do wish that I was kidding. Because at this point, when I think about people actually making, you know, marching orders, I'm shocked they have the audacity to say it out loud. The recent statement that they said their goal is to legislate assisted suicide in enough states by 2028, so that, are you ready? 50% of Americans live in a state where assisted suicide is legal. That means that the majority of your population will be able to kill themselves with a doctor. Now, you might not be able to get palliative care, or hospice or medication or antibiotics or surgery or emergency care. But don't worry, they'll kill you. This is what strikes me as so crazy, and the fact that it's not on every single headline everywhere. Because when you start opening the door to killing, I said this before and I'm going to say it again, and if you haven't heard me rant about it on Jillian Michaels, I suggest you do. You open the door to killing. Groups like this are going to abuse the emotional strings that we have as people who say, but I don't want grandma to suffer. Nobody wants grandma to suffer, but we definitely don't want you to kill everyone. And the path that starts at track one goes to track two, which then goes to track mentally ill. And then after the mentally ill goes to kids. And oh my goodness, do we have stories about that coming up? Because Canada, guys, Canada, we'll pivot for a second, is still talking about murdering children. And I'm not even being facetious. I so wish I was. They are arguing still that we should have the right to euthanize newborns. 0 to 1. And that's no exaggeration at all. It's been all over the media up here. And by media, I mean state-sponsored corruption. Now, when we go through some of these states coming back, I want you guys to pay attention to these states, because you probably, if you're listening to this, live in some of these. And I will tell you right now, you do not want what Canada has to be legalized down there, because now you're going to have to go to every single doctor's appointment with every single loved one that you've got, or you run the risk of these individuals taking those people's lives. And I'm not joking either. They will slow drip this mentality. And last time I hosted the show, so graciously, we went through so many of the actual cases of corruption and coercion in Canada, so much so that the Ontario Coroner Report, which is right above New York, they actually went through so many of these cases because they had over 400 non-compliant deaths, which means individuals didn't qualify. They had dementia. Some were just obese. Some had what's called is a chemical sensitivity, which that on its own, I got to tell you, they couldn't find her housing. So you know what they did? They just tried to kill her. So if you guys think that I'm some conspiracy theorist, well, I got another thing coming for you, because at this point, Canada is not the only one doing this. America is spiking. And once this stuff goes through, you guys are going to end up with doctors like we have, like Ellen Wiebe, who's killed over 1,000 people self-admittingly, or Stephanie Green, who used to be the head of CanMap, who's killed over 300. But it's crazy to me, these people get books and go on book tours and get paid $50,000 a gig to talk about how great it is to murder people. And yet they still have their medical licenses. And yet they're still allowed to teach and hold conferences and teach people how to kill other people. And I'm still waiting for the arrests to start. I'm still waiting for the heads to roll. But just like the Epstein files, I don't think really anything's going to happen. So it's my job to let you in America know this is how you can stop it. This is where it's coming. These are the bills. These are the people, more importantly, pushing the bills, and how you guys can impact change in your own states so you don't end up like us. And when we come back from the break, we're going to painstakingly go through some of those states for you so you guys can become just as educated on death in your system as I have, and then hopefully become a little less depressed. Because once you guys have the tools and the knowledge and the know-how to stop it, and I've made you aware, now it is your responsibility to go ahead and call your senators, to call your governors, and say, if you want to keep your job in the next little bit, I highly suggest you stop expanding euthanasia and MAID into my country, because you are supposed to be the freest nation in the world. And we will get into all of that when we come back after the break.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything. It's a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind-the-scenes attacking them. They're big boys, too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But, I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right-hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month, you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you spend X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Kelsey Sharon, and we are going through all of the super positive things about euthanasia in MAID today. And then soon, don't worry, we are also going to get into the uncomfortable topic of the most recent shooter and the mental health crisis that is going on pretty much everywhere in the globe. But as I was stating before, if you guys weren't here, we were just going through the new bills that are being introduced into America, which are going to cover euthanasia, well, MAID, poisoning, killing you to death by your doctor. And it's important to note, because I've stated this before, you already have 14 jurisdictions offering MAID to your loved ones who are track one only. And that is just the way it starts. Track one, if you have never heard of it before, it's just really simple. You're terminally ill. You're going to die. And they give you a certain day waiting period before you can be killed by your doctor. Now, don't get me wrong. People get old. People go through cancer. People go through pain. People go through really hard things. But it doesn't mean our doctors should have the right to kill you. They're supposed to heal you. That's what the Hippocratic Oath is. At least that's what it was. But that's not where we are now. These new bills are going to expand. So I'm going to list, I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but we're going to list the states that are already offering MAID and the newest one, which was New York. And then we're going to go through the ones that are coming next. Now, Compassion and Choices, as I stated before, right after this, we're going to do a breakdown of how financially flush these guys are, because they are who I am up against. And I got to tell you, with over $33 million in the bank, I have an uphill climb. So the states that currently provide MAID, and by provide MAID, I mean kill your loved ones, are Maine, Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington State, Washington, D.C., and the newest you guys heard about in the media the past couple weeks is New York. Kathy Hochul put that one in. Because she's a real treat, because she took her time and really just broke down the fact that her mother had ALS and, you know, wished she could help her out. You know, I got to tell you, side tangent story. You know, a friend of mine, Alex Schadenberg, told me this great story one day. He goes, I was at a conference about MAID, and one of the doctors was saying, well, her mother was, she was MAID-ing her and she just wasn't dying fast enough. So she put a pillow over her face to make it end faster. No, I'm not joking. These doctors are great. These are what we call killers. They're a good time. So you do not want this in your state, friends. You do not want this in America. You know, the America that is coming back, the one that exists, the freedom loving, freedom of speech, freedom of movement, gun rights, just great America. I need you guys to pay attention because you can stop these states from expanding. So the first new bill that has come up was introduced in 2025 by a representative, Matt Pierce, out of Indiana. The House bill is 1011. It's important for you guys to know that because this is who you call and reference and say, no, thanks. We don't really want our loved ones to be murdered in Indiana. It's kind of a problem for us. So you guys got to give him a call and let him know we're not here for it. Arizona, holy bananas. Can you guys tell me the correlation between Arizona and Florida? Is it that, I don't know, the majority of the population is elderly and aging and frail? Because I'm going to bet it is, because Compassion and Choices has made it abundantly clear that they are planning to not only roll out, but expand rapidly in terms of funding with the Rabin Group in changing the narrative in Arizona and Florida. And yes, I am aware Florida does not have a bill on the floor right now, but in Compassion and Choice's own words, they have stated that they plan to split the Republican Libertarian vote using funding and the Rabin Group on the ground to actually change the narrative so that Floridians and Arizonans, how is the Arizonans, Arizonians? You guys are great. You have nicknames for all your states. The people in Arizona are going to be killed by their doctors if this bill goes through. So on January 20th, 2026, this is when they would authorize the medical aid in dying in Arizona. The bill was introduced by Representative Christopher Mathis with a co-sponsor, Oscar Del De Los Santos. Sorry, you guys have a lot of Mexican names. I'm not used to them. The bill is assigned to both the Health and Human Services Rules Committee, and the MAID bill would allow the terminally ill, the mentally capable adults with prognosis of 6 months or less to live to option the request to obtain or stop medication if they choose to die peacefully in their sleep if their suffering becomes unbearable. I love the words they use. Peaceful, die in their sleep. None of this is peaceful, by the way. If you use MAID, I can show you some case studies. It's not peaceful. So just like I stated, it takes, you know, on average, the longest we have is 137 hours to die. I don't know how peaceful that is, guys. Iowa. Now, I know Iowa is a battleground state for you guys. Well, this one should spark interest. February 3rd of this year, so just a week ago, week and a half ago, the HF2262 bill, which was would authorize medical aid in dying in Iowa, was introduced by Representative Ken Crockin. And this bill is referred to in the Health and Human Services Subcommittee right now. It's important because, I mean, if you guys pay that much attention to your voting in Iowa, you should probably pay attention to the fact that Iowa wants to kill its citizens. Kentucky, I never thought I'd see the day when Kentucky would want this. January 15th, 2026, House Bill 408, which would authorize MAID in Kentucky, was introduced as well. by a few different representatives. And the bill is assigned both to the House Committee as well as the Human Services, Health and Human Services. Mass, oh my goodness, January 16th, 2025, the end of life options. There's your words right there. Do you guys remember how I said they're going to change the language, how they're going to change up all of the verbiage? Because if you change the verbiage, Kels, well, then it's not really killing, is it? It's end of life. No, it's not. It's still suicide and your doctor still murders you. Let's be very clear about that. They've talked about this bill because this one was a relative of the end of life options, and it was brought forward by the Joint Committee on the Public Health. This was back in July of 2025. Now, the problem is the Joint Committee of Public Health has already done a vote on this, and the bill is now in the Joint Committee of Healthcare Financing. The reason you need to pay attention to that one, because this bill has been carried over into 2026, is because if it's in healthcare financing, that means they're looking at dollars. And when you start incentivizing people with dollars, well, now you're cooking with something, because this is where the conflict of interest come in. Because wouldn't it be great if our healthcare system could just save billions of dollars euthanizing people instead of actually giving them healthcare? That's why you have to take a look at Mass, because they are specifically looking at healthcare financing. Minnesota. Okay, I have a conspiracy, but I feel like it's Alex's show, so I might as well lean in. Minnesota. This one's fun because everywhere I look in Minnesota, something is going wrong. Something is going wrong. People are losing their minds. And why are they losing their minds? Well, blue-haired liberals running the state. This one's interesting because they are looking at expanding end of life options, right? There we go again with those lovely words. They're going to kill you. So this is what happens when you have a government going unchecked with individuals who are mentally ill. So let me connect the dots for you. It always starts as terminally ill. Then it moves to like the non-foreseeable death, which we have in Canada called track two. And then they expand to the mentally ill only, which Canada is expanding to March of 2027. This is why this is important, because if you open the door to killing and it continues to amend and expand in your law, and then you start going to the mentally ill, well, Minnesota is nothing more than mentally ill people from last I checked. So now you're going to give all of those people the right to kill themselves with their doctors? I feel like Minnesota, once this thing goes through, because the legislation HF2998 and SF3215 have carried over into the 2026 legislative session, just feels like that whole state's going to wipe itself out. Missouri, in December 2025, this was also brought forward with the Death with Dignity Act. There you go again with the dignity and changing the words, which would authorize MAID in Missouri. This is also brought forward and is still carried over into this year. Pennsylvania is also looking to expand. The first introduction of this bill was April of 2025. The House bill was 1109 and the Senate bill was 570. This is important to pay attention to, guys, because they use the same verbiage I've just been discussing. Terminally ill only. As long as somebody can take the drugs. Well, anybody can take the drugs pretty much if you pour them into their mouth. Now, Rhode Island is also on that plan, January 9th, 2026. This has also been brought forward. It's been assigned already to the Senate committee. That's terrifying. Tennessee. Come on, Tennessee. We can't be killing people out there. I love that place too much. That one was also authorized in 2025 for the bill to come forward, carrying over into the 2026 legislative session. It is now still sitting in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Virginia is also looking on February 5th. They brought it forward to the Senate Committee of Education and Health. Education? What are we educating people on other than killing themselves? Do you guys remember when we used to actually protect people from ending their lives or from self-harm or from, you know, suicidal ideation? Now you have states who no longer have the death penalty if you were here at the top of the hour, but they're offering MAID. So they said, we can't do the death penalty, Kelsey. It is too cruel, cruel and unusual punishment. So you know what we should do? We should expand end of life care so that we can kill you instead of the prisons, right? So this is what's wild, is you guys are expanding. And when you have groups like Compassion and Choices admitting to it, you have to understand, guys, this is not where it stops. They have created campaigns to convince liberals and libertarians to support assisted suicide. This is why Florida is so important. There's a large libertarian population out there, and they have stated that their plans are to roll out in Florida and convince the libertarians that they are, well, they're just trying to help, guys. And the key to splitting the conservative vote on assisted suicide, by splitting the conservatives and by splitting the libertarians, they might actually get the chance to legalize in Florida. And now look, if they actually legalize in Florida, the population density is going to drop. And it's going to make Canada's numbers look, let's just be honest, it's going to make them look small. And that should be a terrifying fact, especially because they are wanting to expand. They brag about it. And like I stated, they have legislative campaigns for 18 states in America on top of the already states that are legal. And this is terrifying for me specifically because I know where this goes. And the new Montana legislation also for assisted suicide is going to be brought forward in 2027, which allows it based on judicial decision. So this isn't going to be small. States will continue to roll and expand. And I think that's why it's so important, because if you guys continue to allow killing and you continue to allow these social justice groups with millions and millions and millions of dollars, like the Rabin Group, what do you think is going to happen? This is a terrifying fact. I'm not joking. You guys can stop this. You have a chance. So we're going to give you some examples about why this is crazy. And right now I have one. So this is not a Canadian story. This is an American story out of Oregon. And this is what happens when the mentally ill get access to assisted suicide. So I don't know if I've said it, but it bears saying, did you guys know that Oregon and Vermont don't have a residency requirement for MAID? So if you were here at the top of the hour, I discussed with you what happened with Compassion and Choices wanting to expand the Telehealth Act, which allowed people during COVID to prescribe drugs over the phone without seeing their doctor, without checking their blood pressure, without a mental health check, or without checking if they were being coerced into making a phone call. And that would allow them to send illicit drugs across borders or to whomever they needed. And they have argued, well, of course, Kelsey, we want to keep that in because that's how we're going to get the MAID drugs to everyone. And like I showed before, all of the reporting shows a bunch of MAID drugs being prescribed and not as many deaths. So where are the drugs? I'm going to bet the black market, but that's just my kind of thought. So this is why this is important, this story right here. This was a woman out of Oregon. Notice I said the same state. We're catching on, guys. So this individual, this one's crazy. 31-year-old woman, Elaine, she was able to access the MAID poison drugs. Are you ready for this? By writing herself a fraudulent prescription for death, which was filled unquestioningly by a pharmacy because they figured, well, it comes from a doctor. And well, if the doctor did it and it's legal in Oregon, then we might as well give her the drugs. So this is a report that was done. I believe it was in the Atlantic. The one I'm reading right now is in the National Review. And they went through this. She was a 31-year-old woman. She was able to get the drugs just by writing a false script herself. And they had gone through her story a little bit and talking about, you know, some of the suicides that she had experienced with her relatives, her cousin Sarah, some of these people. And at the time of this, she decided to do it where nobody would find her. You know, she checked herself into a hotel, a really nice place. And then, well, Elaine didn't show up for checkout. And that's when they found her. And not only did they find her, oh my goodness, they found her dead with the actual description of how to do and use the drugs right beside her. So that's what's really horrific is when you guys have in America, I'm not bashing you, I love you, I love all of you. But here's the thing, when you guys have TV shows like Mary Kills People, or you have TV shows like The Today Show on Apple, and they are slow dripping the ideology, like you should kill yourself. And they actually did it on the Today Show where they had an episode. I don't watch it. I only saw a clip. Somebody sent it to me. I was disgusted. I had to turn it off. And what had happened was they were bragging about a place in Switzerland called Dignitas. Now, that's the place that the Leapfrog CEO, the toy company, you know, went off and ended his life because he was getting, I believe he had early onset Alzheimer's. That's also where Amy Bloom's husband, I believe the famous writer, went as well and ended his life too. And this is what is going to continue to happen when you slow drip people into the idea they should kill themselves. People magazine loves to do it. They've done a bunch of stories on, I've spoken about it on the show, where they actually covered, I laugh, guys, because this stuff is so heavy, I have to. They covered a Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz. Her and her husband survived all of the eugenics program of the Nazis, survived Auschwitz. And then they did a multi-page piece on this woman and her husband who decided to kill themselves with MAID because their quality of life just wasn't great anymore. They were fine. They were functioning. They were not dying. So can you imagine slow dripping somebody so well who had just survived the Holocaust in the eugenics program and then telling them in a modern era to kill themselves with the same thing they just survived that their whole family was just killed with? I can't fathom the lunacy around this and the amount of slow drip. But this is what happens when you have an ideology that's creeping into everything that we should just give up and die. And you can thank people like Rabin for that because they are a social engineering company. This is what they do. They change your mind. And with the case of Elaine, with this one we were just speaking about, who did the false script in Oregon and killed herself with these drugs. She got the phony script pad, wrote herself a poison, and then it was filled. I mean, this is what's crazy, is none of these drugs have been FDA approved for killing. Yet they're being written by doctors in America and in Canada, and they're being allowed to kill. So I'm just trying to understand, and I'm hopeful at some point, I'm not sure when RFK has to step in here or your president has to step in and see this, but how is it? How is it, guys, that the non-FDA approved drugs are making across all of these states that I just said right here, all of these lovely states, how is it that they're making it across? And they're killing people. I don't know when this stops. I don't know how much more you guys need to be aware, because Canada's falling and we're being murdered by our own doctors. So I'm just wondering, you guys pay a lot of attention to us up here in Canada and the tariffs and how pathetic our prime minister is. I really hope that you guys learn something from us up here, because not only are we falling into communism, but dear God, we're being murdered by our own doctors. And when we come back in a little bit, I'm going to tell you where we're at numbers-wise in Canada, because it's going to blow your mind. Now, more on this Elaine lady here, because this one's crazy, because she actually paid for her own poison drugs. Now, that's so sick and sadistic. Can you imagine going to a compounding pharmacy, getting a false script, writing yourself a death script, going to pick up your own drugs, and apparently she paid, are you guys ready for this? And this is American dollars, so this is way, way more money in Canada, $2,500 for the poison to kill herself. Now, this is clearly illegal, but in Oregon and Washington and elsewhere in the United States where medical assistance in dying is available, only adult patients who are terminally ill who have 6 months or less to live are mentally capable of making their own decisions. Now, I'd argue anybody who is not dying of cancer or an imminent death, even then I still think they shouldn't have access, but go with me. Anybody who walks into an ER or goes up to a friend and says, I want to kill myself, pretty sure that should raise some red flags, if I'm not wrong, because what we used to do is hold you for 72 hours, do a psych evaluation, look at what's going on, give you the proper medications if needed to help you get yourself stable. But instead, we have doctors who are saying, this isn't a big deal. If you want to kill yourself, you should just kill yourself. This is crazy. Do you guys remember when suicidality was something we took seriously, not something to be promoted, when mental health was something we actually cared about? And you know, I know it's crazy. We all go through hard things, guys, but I got to tell you, you got to stay with us, because this is not a way to end your life, especially this. This is a cold, calculated, well-thought-out, planned suicide. And she got away with it. And that's the hardest part. This isn't just like a slippery slope anymore, guys. We've talked about this. We have had patients time and time. I've talked about it last time. case study after case study of coercion, of doctors manipulating people to death. And, you know, this case makes me, you know, Elaine's case makes me think specifically of a case that I know of recently up here with the young man, Keanu. Really great kid, 26 years old. He was losing his vision. He had diabetes and depression. You know, I was talking with his mom recently. Fortunately enough, I have the ability to have these conversations with some really amazing people after some trauma. And, you know, she goes, Kels, here's what's crazy about Keanu. And this is the same example right here. You know, there was a doctor, Dr. Tepper out of Madehouse. Again, that's those killing facilities we have in Canada, one in Toronto, one in Victoria, where all they do is you roll your loved one in and they kill them and, well, you leave. That's how that works. And, you know, they say it's more compassionate and beautiful. And on their own website, they brag about the art. So I guess I forgot how beautiful the art is. So that matters. Anyway, a doctor, Dr. Tepper, qualified Keanu a couple years ago to die. And his mom got so loud and said, he doesn't qualify to die. He's got diabetes and depression. Mental illness alone doesn't start till 2027. And that's when things went crazy because he started getting better and started going through some, you know, help and healing. And then he had a slip up. And he got a hold of Dr. Ellen Wiebe in Vancouver out of the Willow Clinic. You guys want to take a look at her. She's the monster of Canada who's killed over 1,000 people self-admittingly. Still hasn't lost her license, even though there's criminal charges brought against her. Still nothing, still killing. And what's crazy about this is Keanu, his mom actually told me last week, you know, Keanu bought his own drugs. He bought his own drugs. He flew out to Vancouver on his own, went to the pharmacy, picked up his own drugs, paid for his own drugs, just like Elaine here. And the thing about Keanu that was a little different, Elaine killed herself in a what looks like a hotel from what we can see. And what's really sick and sadistic is Keanu went to a funeral home. I mean, Keanu legitimately, I know some of you are going, what? Yep, dead serious. There are funeral homes in Vancouver that do this. He met Ellen Wiebe at a funeral home. He got dropped off there with the drugs in his hand, walked into the funeral home, sat down in a chair. Ellen killed him there, and then the funeral home dealt with him there. Didn't even have to roll a body bag out. How sick and sadistic are we? Does this not remind you of a time where we would kill people and just roll them into the infirmaries to be burned? Because this is what we're doing, guys. We're giving people the opportunity to go buy their own drugs to kill themselves with, and then apparently you can just kill yourself at a funeral home. This is what's horrifying. Is this young man was not given care, not given what he needed. This young woman was clearly not given what she needs. And she lived in a state where, you know, there was no residency requirement. We're going to go through that when we come back from the break. But you need to pay attention to this because this is not something small. This means that if you live outside of Oregon or Vermont, hypothetically, well, you could just travel there. They'll give you the drugs, they'll kill you there. And well, it's a one-way ticket now, isn't it? Just a one-way ticket to hell, because that's what it is. You're being murdered by your doctor and we need to stop calling it anything other than compassion and care. I'm over it and I'm not gonna stick with that narrative anymore. This is not something small. And when we come back, we're gonna talk more about this and the fact that Canada's talking about killing babies. Yeah, it's a good time, guys. We'll see you after the break.
Got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feeling it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean?
Compared just to in the you know the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free, you're it's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Unlimited fabulous
power! Volunteer power!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.